the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the Theophany, and sometimes we hear it or we see it in the some of the books of the Epiphany. Epiphany means manifestation. Theophany means manifestation of God. And today, as we all know, that God revealed to us many things. That's why this is a great feast. As St. John the Evangelist tells us about, no one has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Not only the Lord Christ, to him is the glory, declared to us the Trinity, but also he declared to us the way in which we will be able to attain the forgiveness of our sins. At the beginning, in the Lord's baptism, we can see his death and his resurrection, going into the water and coming out. That's why baptism is a kind of death and resurrection at the same time. This is exactly what St. Paul told us in his epistle to the Romans, that we, being buried with him in baptism, we will be likened in the likening of his death. So as we shared his death, we will also, when we come out from the baptism, we share in the glory of his resurrection. That's why there is no conflict when we say that by baptism we will be saved. How? We are not doing anything in baptism. We are receiving grace. Yes, we are saved by grace. Yes. What do? In order that we go and come to this baptism and we come out, that we enjoy all of these blessings that bestowed upon us. In the Lord's baptism, he revealed to us that we should die and rise with him. This is the way that God planned for us in order to be justified before him. The Lord's baptism tells us also and reveals to us the forgiveness of sins through the shedding of the blood of the Lamb of God. We hear how St. John the Baptist witnessed about him, saying, "This is the Lamb of God." The people were baptized before the Lord Christ for the remission of sin, for repentance. But do they actually receive forgiveness? Of course not, because someone has to come and shed his blood in order for all of this forgiveness to be granted. When the Lord came and was baptized at this particular day, we believe that from this point on, God revealed to us that forgiveness is at hand. Now we will be able to enjoy truly the forgiveness of our sins because the Lamb has come to the world. The Lord's baptism also brings to us the way to sanctification. We go into the water not for the washing of the filthiness of the flesh, but rather for the sanctification of our souls. And not only we do this in baptism, but actually we do this act throughout the way of our life. The fathers call tears the second baptism, repentance is the second baptism as well. We are called to be sanctified. We are called to pursue holiness, and we started in baptism. That's why people, when they say that I am saved instantly, then as if he is saying that I will always keep holiness without blemish to the end of my life. How can anyone be sure of that? Yes, we know how now when we sin, how we still regain this status of purity. We know how we attain it through the blood of Christ. But in the Lord's baptism, it was revealed to us. It's a life of sanctification that we are asked to live and to pursue. The Lord's baptism also revealed to us the radical renewal that we will have in Christ. We know that baptism is a tomb for the old man and a womb for the new one. We come to the baptism for renewal. And again, this renewal is a process. It starts in baptism and never come to an end till the end of our lives. The children of God are always in a status of renewal. Everything for them is new. Their repentance makes them always to be new. They always have the ability to start. They always have hope in tomorrow. In the Lord's baptism, we know that the old man dies and the new one is born. When we say this person is born again, now we understand now, born again means died in baptism and was risen with Christ. This great feast also, God revealed to us this great mystery about whom He is. He is a triune God, Father and Son and Holy Spirit. All of them was revealed at the same time when the Lord was baptized. This great mystery that was hidden, yes, there was some signals in the Old Testament, but nothing was as clear as this particular day when God revealed Himself to us as a triune God, the Father and a Son and a Holy Spirit. How difficult was this message to be carried by those simple people, the disciples, to the whole world? But this is how it is. This is whom God is. The people who say that the disciples invented, or those people who wrote the Bible just made it up, why, for which benefit they would make such a difficult dilemma to preach to the whole world God who is a triune God, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, and three hypostases in one. This is whom God is, and because He loved us, He revealed Himself to us. This is a great feast because in this great feast we can see the Lord's death and His resurrection. We can see the forgiveness of sins that's now at hand. We can see how we should be sanctified. God revealed to us the renewal that will be granted to us in Christ Jesus, and also it revealed to us the great mystery of the Holy Trinity. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.